show, the system tells us we can secretly arrest you. We can torture whoever we want. We can launch wars, and we'll just say they aren't wars. Welcome to where time stands still. No one leaves, and no one will. It is the inmates running the asylum. And look at these headlines at Infowars.com. The dictator wants to bypass Congress. The people cheer. And we've got a little clip of Glenn Beck, who's been halfway endorsing Ron Paul lately because he knows where his bread is buttered, has assembled a video montage that includes President Obama making references on numerous occasions to bypassing Congress in order to push forward his agenda. And we've done videos like that as well. Rather than outrage over President's desire to ignore his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, the masses cheer. Yeah, he's been beta tested the last few years where he said, you know, Congress is in my way. I wish I didn't have them there. And they're like, yay, ignore them. Be our dictator. Give us Barabbas. Give us evil. We've got a clip of Obama from Real Clear Politics, one of these clips. I have an obligation as president to do what I can do without Congress. And boy, you're doing it. Let's go ahead and play it.
These are ideas that have support from Democrats. They have support from Republicans around the country, independents around the country. I want to work with Congress to get them done. But when Congress refuses to act, and as a result hurts our economy and puts our people at risk, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them.
Oh. I mean, I should have led the show with that today. I mean, that is such a big deal. In fact, Jaron, remind me, on Sunday, I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6. Will you please assemble all those clips we can? The one Becky Poo has, but just find the originals. I know Dude's got a bunch. We played them a few weeks ago. I mean, we need to talk about this. I mean, this is getting creepier and creepier. If they don't act, it's this idea of Congress needs to get more done. No, the founders said separation of powers. You want gridlock. You don't want government that just can do whatever it wants. So the idea is if they fail to act, I'll do whatever I want. You're the executive that's given the laws to execute them. You're like an executive at a company with the shareholders, and the shareholders represent the population. And the Congress is the representative of the shareholders. The Congress makes law, and Congress is pretty much bought and paid for. I mean, they just gave the president the power to secretly arrest, torture, attack any country he wants. You know, the biggest part of NDAA isn't just the bestiality weirdness and the rest of it. And if you just tuned in, yeah, it legalizes that too on the military basis. Look, I didn't believe it either when I heard it. Go look it up. I'm not joking. Believe me, it's we're living in Twilight Zone here. I mean, even if they're into that in the government, why put it in a law? I mean, it's just, they're crazy. They're crazy. These are crazy people. It's, you know, because they do what they do, but that's not the issue. The issue is that worldwide battlefield statement. And now they've got all these civilians dropping drone bombs, killing people, and now they say they're going to have the drones operating on their own. No human killing people. That's already happening. And they give the drone operators medals and stuff. It's just beyond sickening. And all of this distance killing, all of this end of the conscience, end of critical thinking. We're going to enter a new dark age of humankind that is going to make anything we've seen look tame. We're living in a science fiction land. And it is all going to accelerate right now. And soon we won't even be able to use computers in here. I won't be able to have a mouse. It's going to have to face scan me and watch my eyes. And they've had that for decades. I remember when I was let into the University of Texas psychology department, all DARPA funded, like 90% of it. And it was just all for control, just everything. They're studying every tiny minutia, integrating it with supercomputers, how to manipulate you, monkeys with wires in their brains, testing the perfect flicker rate to mesmerize you when you watch the blue mist in the background on Fox News. I mean, it's just total hell released by elitists who are willing to do anything to get life extension technologies and kill us. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock, back Sunday.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Transmission lined up for you today. The world is obviously getting crazier by the minute. It is Friday, already the sixth day of January 2012. Keep saying 2011, but here we are in 2012. Charlotte Thompson Iserby, who was the head of policy at the Department of Education, will be joining us to break down the nexus between skull and bones and German and British psychiatry in its early embryonic stages, close to 200 years ago, establishing the modern system that we live under today. And she has republished a revised, updated, and abridged edition, so it's not Dallas phone book size. It's just a thick book full of documents. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, that's been out of print for over a year. It is now back and available at InfoWars.com. She'll be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. Now, later in the hour, I'm going to get into this because it's a great example of a psyop, and it's a mystery. And that, of course, is Bill O'Reilly last night. Headline, America's most lethal Navy SEAL sniper tells gripping tale about killing savages and decking Jesse Ventura. Jesse, as you know, former governor of Minnesota, love him, hate him, he tells the truth, or what he believes the truth is, and he lets the chips fall where they may. He's anti-globalist war. He's anti-lying about WMDs. He's upset about what really woke him up was McNamara before he died coming to Harvard when Ventura was there as a professor, visiting scholar, and admitted to him personally that he'd staged the Gulf of Tonkin. And that's just the way they did things. That made Jesse very, very upset and finally pretty much woke him up. But it's a mystery because Jesse was on with us last Thursday. He was planning to leave that Friday or Saturday. He wasn't sure yet to drive in his RV down to Mexico for a few months there in the coldest parts of Minnesota winters. And when I called Tyrell, his son yesterday, a filmmaker, and said, hey, have you talked to your dad? And he said, yeah, he crossed into Mexico this morning. My mom's cell phone doesn't work until he gets to Baja. He's got to drive an hour to a landline just to talk to me there because he lives literally, you know, an hour from pavement and power lines. He's got solar, you know, basically going primitive. And I said, well, that's not good news, buddy, because I said, your dad's going to want to respond to this. It's going to be big news. And I could tell. I said, it's a psyop. I can tell the way they're rolling it out, whether part of it's true or none of it's true. This is going to be all over national television. He said, what is it? I said, you haven't heard. This is about 6 o'clock last night when I got a hold of him. There, he called me back. I texted him. Said, you want to call me right now? And because I wasn't sure at first when I got home early yesterday, I shot the news earlier in an interview and then went home until I started researching the Navy SEAL that's doing this, and red flags, about 20 of them popped up right away. And I can't really, with all the other important news, do this justice, but I'll probably shoot a special report about this, not because it's even about Jesse Ventura, and he's my friend, and I stick up for friends. I don't stick up for friends unless they're in the right. Okay? And when I went and researched this sniper, it got really creepy real fast. He's part of a liaison group and has gotten awards from an Israeli group that's advising U.S. law enforcement and preparing them to fight domestic terrorists. Integrates in with the TSA checkpoints with machine guns that were in Florida yesterday. He runs a mercenary group out of North Texas for security and sniper equipment for the U.S. military and police training. And he's being set up as a new celebrity for this domestic crackdown and was probably told to do this as his test to get into intelligence. I know the SEALs are heavily involved in intelligence, but watching his body language, whether there's any truth to what he's saying about Ventura or not, the whole way it's packaged is a psyop to destroy Jesse Ventura. And that's what I told Ty last night. I said, you watch, they're going to have this on every big TV show, and now it's happening. I said, this is a psyop. I can see the rollout. It's like seeing a Coca-Cola commercial. You know it's slickly done. The big book from the biggest publisher. It's not just about selling books, though. They're setting this guy up to be kind of like their new little Eric Prince. But on a smaller stage and as a front guy. And, man, when I after doing the research, I couldn't quit researching because I'm involved in it at a certain level. You know, this guy up here doing it is a Texan. I'm involved in it because I'm friends with Jesse and you know, work on his TV show and have gotten to know him really well over the years. And then it adds to it that I can't get a hold of Jesse. And it'll be a couple more days until we can get a hold of him probably. Because he doesn't, you know, whenever you got cell phones, he's like, I hate those things. And then there's other stuff. When we went out to dinner, Jesse and his wife and I, after we'd done a lot of interviews and investigations out in the high desert at a private rocket base, that's why we were in the Vegas area, one of the reasons, looking at the private space program out there and the fact of is it a cover for a clandestine government operation. Do bears do certain things in the woods? I mean, come on. And we went to dinner at like 11 o'clock at night after we were done working all day. And he was complaining about, you know, the media. And he said, if I run for president, they're going to make all sorts of stuff up, which they've now done, claiming he's road raging. Totally not true. Just made up. And they had to retract it, but, you know, tiny little retraction. You know, he had the CIA visit him when he was first elected governor and sworn in. He came down into the basement. They called him into the Capitol. There was 23 of them, and they wouldn't say who they were, but they were CIA. And it looked like, you know, the old lady next door. And they were basically assessing him and trying to intimidate him. And then he, of course, found out his house phone was tapped and a bunch of other dirty tricks happened. And he said, Alex, I care about this country, but I just don't think enough people want to be free. And he said, besides, you know, I have reporters and people ask me with no evidence about, you know, were you in California or Nevada dancing on a table last year drunk? And Alex, you know, I don't drink because I have to take blood thinner because of my blood clots I've had from wrestling accidents. You know, when Jesse flies, you know, he has to put on these things on his legs so he didn't get blood clots. You know, back when I'd fly with him, you know, I'd see him, you know, adjusting him or whatever. I mean, this is a serious medical issue. And he doesn't fly, but there they are in the news saying Jesse Ventura at an airport, you know, running to the airport, road raging. That was a fake report. And I'm already digressing off into this. It's just that he talked about how they would probably try to plant fake stories on him. And so now it's kind of started. And because he did talk to libertarians and others and was considering trying to get the libertarian nomination. And it just looks like that the system now wants to try to discredit him. And I don't know once we get him on the show or once he says something about this, if the guy really did sucker punch him and then run away. But what I know Jesse didn't say and what Tyrell says, there's no way his father would say, because I've talked to Jesse off air before. I've seen him in person. He got very upset when that helicopter blew up with the SEAL Team 6 on it. He gets very upset, you know, and teary-eyed during the national anthem and stuff. And he's really into being patriotic. That's why he gets so freaked out by all this. And the way this is all scripted, where he's on this show, and, oh, a caller claims you knocked out Jesse Ventura. And he's like, oh, yes. And then it looks like it's all scripted when you watch it. And he's looking down when he's talking about it. And then he goes on Fox News with Bill O'Reilly. And it's all brought up. And, you know, he goes through all of this and says, yes, Jesse Ventura, we say the family is here of the Navy SEALs killed in Iraq. And Ventura's like, good, they need to die. I mean, it's just amazing. And then I went and did some research and found out he was there for an award ceremony. He was there in 2006. He did go to that bar. There's people talking about photos they took with him, you know, sign deals, how some of Jesse's family was there. And I called Ty. He goes, yeah, I wasn't there, but I know about him going. The family would have said something about this. I've never heard of that. You know, somebody punching him and then, you know, knocking him back and then didn't knock him out, but then running away. Because I know my dad didn't say, you know, SEALs deserve to die. I know that's not true. And so, again, they're now got headlines everywhere. Navy SEAL knocks out Truther Ventura. And then I find out this guy is involved as a liaison to a group run by Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl. And I've got all the research right here. It's mind-blowing. It's on the guy's Wikipedia page, too, with links to it. And that he gets all these awards and that he's liaisoning now basically the training of U.S. police, and it looks like he might be basically an Israeli front to train the police. Because it's been in the news the Israelis are training police, and it's like a foreign government's training our police to fight domestic insurgents. And he heads up a group for, quote, diplomatic security, diplomatic level security, and sniper training for the military and police. And he's tied in with all these groups, and it's just, and then he's got this top publisher coming out, and the way they're going to promote the book and sell him as the new hero guy that'll come in and tell our cops to get ready to fight the, you know, militias, basically, is this gung ho Navy SEAL with the record number of kills. And then you find out it's Fallujah and other turkey shoots where people dare rise up to occupation when the contractors were abusing them, we now know. And it's turkey shoots. And then I research, and he's bragging about turkey shoots, about shooting a woman, and they're savages, and he doesn't like folks that try to create fear. Then I got quotes about how he loves instilling fear, and he wears skull hats and black uniforms. I mean, they're setting him up as is the guy to be the Judas goat, I guess, to teach us that martial law is loving and good under NDAA. And he's going after Ventura.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ventura story later. His son is up in Minnesota doing jury duty, and he gets out at noon central, so he should be calling into the show a little bit after that, so Tyrell can respond for his father. He doesn't even know if this is true. It's just some guy getting awards from Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl, and who is helping train our law enforcement to deal with domestic threats, runs a mercenary security firm. Is now going to sell his book under the promotion of trying to defame Jesse Ventura and say that he looked at the family and said, I think the SEALs need to die. And I've seen so many of these dirty tricks come out of the same people. It was the New York Post reporter back with Jeremy Tallis, and they went ahead and went to court 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, went to court. And they called the Secret Service, and the Secret Service wouldn't lie. The New York police did lie on the stand. They're there to cover Mrs. Bush giving a speech, the president's wife. They're outside of Barnes & Noble. They're out there in front of the police. They've got their cameras. And a guy runs up with his daughter in a wheelchair and starts ramming it into the We Are Change people, saying, don't attack my daughter. Don't attack my daughter. And they're just standing there. And later it showed the security camera stuff showed that. All you see is him with the camera, and they're running up into him. He's like, hey, don't do that. What are you doing? Stop it. So even their video shows it. And it was on the news. Truther attacks disabled girl in wheelchair. Like the worst thing they can think up is sitting around going, we'll set these guys up. We'll have our New York Post people there. They'll run with it. New York Post had to do a retraction, by the way, when the trial happened, and the Secret Service agent got up and said, well, I'm not going to lie. They were ramming into them. They didn't do anything. And boy, that judge got upset talking to Luke and others that were in there. There's no footage of it. And they would have the girl come in the wheelchair with like a big teddy bear in her lap and try to, you know, they could do something like this to me, folks. They could, have somebody in a wheelchair as I'm walking down the street just to run into me and say I'm attacking children in wheelchairs. I mean, this is what they'll do. So they're sitting there and they go, what do we come up with? Well, we'll have Jesse Ventura says it's good the SEALs are dying. And then he punches him and then runs away. Because, see, they know there's not going to be any report of it. So the guy says, oh, and then I ran away. Right as his book comes out and he runs a Merck firm and he's getting weird, creepy awards from, I'm going to pull up the documents. I pulled them up last night and forgot to IM to the guys. I did a bunch of research, but I got some of it here. It's just mind-blowing to see this happen. But and again, Ventura's out of the country, so we can't get a hold of him. They sure launched this right the perfect day, didn't they? Right as he left the United States and out of pocket. But who knows? I mean, maybe they did get in an argument. Maybe the guy did punch Ventura and then run off. I mean, maybe that happened. Ty says it's impossible. His dad wouldn't say that. I know him and he wouldn't act like that, but maybe Easter bunnies are real. Maybe there are pots of gold at the end of rainbows and leprechauns. Maybe there are mermaids. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't say 100% that this guy's lying. And again, I don't usually get into soap opera type issues like this, but this is such a illustration of what's happened to our society. And then you look at all the stuff that this guy's into, it is just crazy. And then I've got all these articles about how they're watching the kids at home, the schools are, over their laptops, beyond 1984, just public, back in the news. And children, government to issue bracelets to children to track you even when you're at home. That's mainstream news today. I'm going to be covering checkpoints popping up where the government has machine guns and searches people and checks their IDs. In Tennessee and Florida, again, this week, they're popping up, and Michigan. I mean, imagine you're just walking down the street or driving or going in a building, and there's guys in full body armor with German Shepherds lining you up and frisking you and checking your IDs, bugging their eyes out at you. And I've got the footage of this all over the country. You pull up, and there's state police under federal command all, you know, in a rock ready stance, shaking with fury, like they're about to climb in the ring and fight some 900 pound goblin. I mean, it's like they've been under mind control or something. They see a station wagon with a family pull up and they act like, it's like mind control. I don't know how I get out of this nightmare, how this ends. Where we just try to go report stuff and there's a guy with a wheelchair ramming it into, like, stop assaulting. And then you learn the guy's all hooked up with George W. Bush and New York City and the government and government contracts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Then I'll crack it down, and you break your crown, and you put your face up, but there's no one around. Just one more thing, just the blade of king, but the castle's crumble, then you'll never just a day. Where's your crown, king? I say.
So, a guy rolling out a big mercenary company for your local police to meet insurgents here in America, all part of this delusion that domestic groups are going to engage in all these attacks, so we need to have TSA on the streets running checkpoints. He's the guy now trying to take down Jesse Ventura. All this will do is probably make Jesse actually be more politically involved. He's actually pretty much riding off into the sunset, but they don't care. That's how they operate. Sell some books, you know, say that Jesse's happy Navy SEALs are being killed. That is so ridiculous. On its face, I don't believe it. I mean, just the fact that he says this now, 6 years later, writing a book, and it's not in the book, but he puts it out. I guess the publisher didn't want that in there, did they? I'm going to stop talking about that. It's just, it's intriguing when you start researching something. I remember talking to Jeremy Tallis. That's his nickname. His full name's German Tallis. And saying, okay, you're saying they came out of a doorway, sort of ramming you with a disabled girl in a wheelchair, and then yelling, don't attack her over and over again. And I had Michelle Malkin's people behind me screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, and then leaving with her. So I'd experienced stuff like that. I guess that happened right around the same time, actually. Now go back 4.5 years ago, almost 5 years. So I understand those things go on. And you always know because suddenly it's in the Denver Post. It's all over the news. It's all over blogs within like 30 minutes with the same talking point. And then we release the video showing it's them behind her and behind me yelling it. But still the media wouldn't retract till I threatened to sue them. Because I had to. They were defaming me, going, Alex is the guy that says kill women. They're slick, ladies and gentlemen. And then I finally got the footage about a week later because he, you know, had been arrested and stuff. And finally saw it uploaded online and it showed he wasn't attacking her. But you couldn't really tell because she's ramming in and he's going, stop it, stop, stop hitting me. Hey, what are you doing? And, you know, and the camera turns. So we've got that going on, and then it comes out in court, and the Secret Service agents wouldn't lie and said, yeah, no, they attacked him. He didn't do that. And so you never know what's true with all these dirty tricks going on. You just see that when something's rolled out a certain way, it's got the smell, it's got the look, it's got the signature all over it. And it just illustrates the type of dirty tricks we're up against. And then you find out this guy's training police. This country's so gone. I mean, it is so run by foreign banks and all the fake economic numbers they're putting out. And this latest report put out about how Obama's going to cut the military. That's all left cover. Obama increased the overall budget for the military the last 3 years running. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's kind of like they claim that they've pulled out of Iraq, but 70 plus thousand contractors are there getting paid four or five times what regular enlisted troops are paid, or even officers in many cases. And that's basically a puppet government over there. But they just tell the public the Iraq war is over. I mean, this is a system that is so corrupt that it openly grows the opium in front of everyone and has the Marines and Army and the rest of them guard it and grow it and then put it on aircraft because that's what patriots do. And they put that on Fox News, CNN, BBC with straight faces, and I talk to people that defend the status quo, and they go, well, we've got to help grow the opium or Al-Qaeda will get the money. And I'm like, but you want the cops setting up checkpoints to find drugs that the government grew and shipped in and is producing 13 times what they were pre-U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. Hey, our government just put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya on record. You understand that? And they go, yeah, well, sometimes you got to work with Al-Qaeda, but I've got to give all my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. You know, we've got to attack Iran because they're with Al-Qaeda, even though the White House before this one and the current one have five different groups, four of them known Al-Qaeda, attacking the Iranians inside Iran on record, even though our government created Al-Qaeda. Do you understand that? Do you understand Amir al-Awlaki, number three in Al-Qaeda, dying secretly with the Secretary of the Army? That's even Fox News. Do you understand I've interviewed the heads of the U.S. Embassy who were ordered to let Mohammed Atta and others into the country and were told their terrorism designation is a cover. They work for CIA. I mean, this is in the newspapers. I've interviewed the people that saw it happen. I've interviewed the lawyer and his wife who, you know, see the government get the underwear bomber on Christmas Day on the aeroplane a month and a half before the Detroit Free Press had to report it because it was on C-SPAN with the Undersecretary of State saying, don't blame us. We were ordered to help get him on the aircraft by an unnamed U.S. agency. Intelligence. I mean, you can't make this up. You cannot make up the magnitude of evil we're facing as a society. And it's just so creepy how they've got all these well-meaning idiots that will lie, cheat, steal, do anything as long as you tell them you're the good guy. Yeah, we're going to grow the opium and ship it out into America and Europe and everywhere else as a scourge on the streets because we're the good guys. We're going to kill Pat Tillman because he's shooting his mouth off against the war. You're all going to get promoted. Let's frag him. But then the Army coroner wouldn't lie and put on there. It was homicide. He was killed. He was shot at 3 feet away with a M16 set on 3-shot burst. And later it came out what happened. They shot him from 100 yards away. He got behind the rock. He said, "Why'd you do that to me?" "Hey, stop, team." Stood up. They tried to kill him again. He got behind there. They snuck up on him and shot him in the face. I mean, the military's full of people. If they tell you, they'll kill Navy SEALs. Oh, all this patriotism. Really, I talked to a Navy SEAL right here in Austin, Texas. And his best buddies in SEAL Team 6, and he wasn't killed in the helicopter that blew up in the fake Bin Laden raid, or the one that blew up packed with 20-plus SEAL members. And the word is, well, yeah, they know a bomb was on it. They think Al-Qaeda got a bomb on the helicopter. But then they wonder, how did Al-Qaeda do that? And why did they all get concerned that day? Because they'd never been put that many of them on one of those old National Guard Chinook 1960s-era helicopters. And they weren't sent out to save a group that was pinned down. So why'd the media lie? I mean, they all see that it's a PR stunt. They all knew there were complaints when it happened, and they know there was a bomb on the helicopter, but Al-Qaeda must have done it. Yeah, right. They're at the military base. Al-Qaeda knew that that helicopter was going to have a bunch of Navy SEALs sardined like a game of telephone booth into it, and then it was going to go blow up, and they'd have a fake mission you were going on to be heroes for the public back at home. Kind of like Pat Tillman was charging a hill, fighting Al-Qaeda, going up to the top of the hill. Just like the SEALs were going to save Army Rangers pinned down. And then it turned out, oh no, it was a resupply effort. Turns out there was no mission. They admit there was nothing. They just said, get on the helicopter and fly to this point. And the helicopter blows up with all of them on board. And the people that investigated, the SEALs that are alive, think Al-Qaeda stuck a bomb on the helicopter. Come on, guys. You're so tough. You're so mentally tough. You got it all together. But you're so hyped up in this little cult of serving the New World Order that you don't see you're used like garbage. Our military, you can say what you wanted about it, but pre-1990, they wouldn't let anybody use depleted uranium. Nobody. Because it's a death sentence for everybody that uses it. You might die in a year, you might die in 20, but let me tell you, it's about like smoking 10 packs of cigarettes a day and drinking a gallon of Jack Daniels. I mean, it's going to hurt you bad. And I mean, I know the troops. I mean, I know the people. I've got family and who's got family and folks I know who've been sick. And record numbers dying and birth defects. And oh, so what if Fallujah has 14 to 16 times normal level of cancer and birth defects? And then the troops come back, especially from Fallujah, where they blew the whole place up with it. And then they're all dead and dying. And then you got to hear, you know, people going, yeah, we care a lot about the SEALs. So I decked out Jesse Ventura. You don't talk bad about the SEALs. Really? They got you guys using weapon systems. They're going to kill you deader than a hammer. But you don't want to hear that. You're young and tough and you can handle it. And government wouldn't do that to you. Oh, yeah. Did you hear Doug Rocky? Vietnam veteran, combat, right through, service for decades, physicist, other PhDs, writing the book on DU, most of his team dead. He's had 30-something surgeries. This is a fact that the system doesn't care about you. It's a fact that they could care less. And going back to the Romans, they learned how to give them esprit de corps. They learned how to say, you're the elite of the elite, so they break their backs more than anybody. And in the special, you know, cohorts, the more elite cohorts, and they didn't really have medals then. It was what staff and what eagle they got to carry. And they would do anything. They'd march barefoot, you know, for 3 days through snow because they had the, you know, the top signets, the top logos, the top banners and flags and pennants that they were carrying. And Napoleon wrote about how men would give their lives and throw themselves on the bayonets for little pieces of metal and cloth. He was the one that really deployed medals. Medals. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke when those medals are for empowering a corrupt empire, empowering a corrupt New World Order, while your own homeland, using a fascist Nazi term, by the way, the black uniforms, the Nazi terms, they're adopting all of the fascistic regalia, all the symbols. They're not hiding from it. And then they take the dead and dying veterans' death benefits they've paid for. And, oh, that's not patriotic. You know, don't talk about it. Dr. Doug Rocky didn't want to talk about it on air, but I got him to. And he gets all these hundreds of calls a week, and he calls the local VA. They won't help. He calls the local veterans of foreign wars. He calls the local, you know, veterans groups. And they just go, nope, we're not going to help take that veteran to the VA. Well, he's in a wheelchair now. He's been back from Iraq for 2 years. And, you know, he's a staff sergeant, and he's bleeding, you know, out of his gums and out of his hind end. And I can't take all these people. I'm taking to these guys 3 or 4 days a week, and I'm real sick myself. Can you just give me some people to help me? The VA won't come pick them up. They can't. They're overwhelmed. And I heard of this on the news today, that there's so many troops coming back now, the VA can't handle it. And you call the veterans groups up, because they're all the guys that were, you know, in the military when there weren't wars or whatever, and they're all just kind of sitting back drinking beer. They're like, you want us to go take somebody into the VA or try to get a medical treatment? No, I'm going to drink some beer and sit there and call people ragheads and hodgies and watch Fox News. Like, I saw the comments on the New York Post and places, and it's all like, how great. He's right. They are savages. Kill them all. They're going to kill your pension fund. They're going to kill your bank account. They're going to kill the value of your dollar. They're going to take your house when it's paid for. They're going to bring you into a hardcore depression. You think the New World Order is just going to kill some brown people under 15 years of sanctions, a million of them that starved to death or died from medical issues? I've talked to the real troops that came back. They said most of those people are so debilitated that every once in a while, if you killed their family, they'd go dig up an AK-47 and try to shoot you, and then it's called an insurgent. All the disease, the sewage running down the streets, the people starving to death. And any time the contractors come in, it was later confirmed, and mow down a bunch of innocent people. It's now been confirmed in federal documents, Blackwater people running around the streets on cocaine, naked, shooting up apartment buildings and cars. And we have videos of similar stuff. And then the people get mad and rise up against it. And so the entire U.S. military lines up and levels the city. And they got snipers racking up their record kills. Well, yeah, because in World War II and Vietnam, they're actually fighting an enemy that shot back. Actual soldiers, actual warriors. It wasn't a bunch of starving people running around with drones and sword robots going in and just carpet bombing everything and heavy artillery leveling. And what, maybe 1,000 people out of tens of thousands decided to stand up? And it's just anybody moving in an area, shoot them. And it's like, oh, it's legendary. We can sit here in an office building and shoot people all day. Oh, it's so manly. Meanwhile, you don't care about those Hodges? Well, the New World Order doesn't care about you. And so, and I know you're listening and laughing right now. You're 30 years old or whatever, or you're 25, and you know some of your buddies are kind of sick, but whatever. You know, that's what they signed up for, and you know the VA will take care of them. You don't know why your buddy's kidneys are failing or why there's blood coming out of his gums. Or yeah, your buddy did just have a baby girl, and her eyes are in the wrong spot, and she's got holes in her heart, and her, you know, and it's only got half a kidney. But you know what? So what? Shut up, Alex Jones. You're not patriotic. I know you don't care about anybody because you're a tough guy. But a few years down the road, you're going to go in and get diagnosed with that cancer when you're 35 or 40. And then they're going to cut your chest open and go in there and remove one of your lungs. You get to have all that fun because it really gets the lungs. You guys are really looking forward to some lung cancer. Because those little Hodges got to die real quick. Of course, now they get to have all the deformed children, and people make jokes about that. I've seen the websites that post the photos of the horribly deformed children. I see people making jokes about them going, good, let the Hodges die. Oh, well, your kids are going to be popping out like that, too. And is that going to be real cute and funny, too? Because you see, there's one rule in this universe. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. You can call it karma if you want. But I'm not talking about some next life. I'm talking about now. And I shake with fear, not of man, but the only thing I fear, God, the universe, justice. I get chills for you. I wouldn't be surprised if God didn't step on this whole country, this decadent, slovenly, 51 million aborted babies, delusional. I guess they deserve to die, too. Are they Hodges, too? Everybody's dehumanized now, including our troops. I wouldn't be surprised if God didn't step on this whole country and crush me and my whole family in the process. I wouldn't slight God just because we're judged, just because I was standing next to people like you. Now, you can always repent. We can always spiritually make the decision to say what we've all done collectively is wrong. But no, we're going to wear black uniforms and skull hats and act real tough. Gee, I'm really good. I shot women. I'll do it again. They're savages. They like to scare people. I scared them. I like to scare people. It's weird. In his book, he's like, I like to scare people. And he's on O'Reilly. He's like, I like to kill people who want to scare people. They're not shutting down any military, folks. They're getting ready for the next big terror attack. So they can say, well, we were going to cut the military, but now we can't. I've seen it scripted. It's a formula. I think it's all coming up. Stay with us.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You know, our criminal government staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam, killed 58,000 Americans, wounded over 300,000. They treated those vets like dog meat. I don't mean the hired hippies that were hired to spit on them to make people hate peace movements. I don't mean that psyop. I mean the VA and the rest of them. And there's this whole culture of just saying you support the troops, but then feeding them into meat grinders. And now you're going to have to deal with troops here at home. And let me tell you, I've had them in New York when I'm videotaping them across the street, run over, scream at me, cuss at me with firearms on their sights. For no reason. And it's not the kind of military I've seen or what my family that's in the military looks like. They've got a special brand of dumbed-down idiot that they're going to have domestically here in the U.S. And then cops bugging their eyes out in black uniforms with machine guns, looking all paranoid, like any moment a demon is going to jump out of the bushes and eat them. And then they've got all these groups training the local police to just get ready for all Hades to break loose. And it probably is. The system is going to stage a bunch of terror attacks against their minions to get them all hyped up to have a war with the American people. That's what's being prepared. And I keep telling you this since I went to urban warfare drills more than 13, 14 years ago and witnessed them training to come to your house and take your guns. And you've now seen drills in Iowa just a few years ago of this. And you've seen them calling for troops on the streets in America. And then we've got this guy coming out demonizing Ventura, and it turns out he's part of all of that training. Big Brother in St. Louis schools plans to monitor student activity at home. Again, in Pennsylvania, it was the government itself that announced they're watching you at home on your laptops. And then when people backlashed, they said, oh, we're not doing it. They had said they were doing it, but then in a psyop with no respect for you, they said, oh, I mean, we're not doing it. It's a conspiracy theory. And it came out in court. Of course, they were, including watching children in their showers. And now they're announcing Big Brother in St. Louis schools plans to monitor student activity at home. You want to be part of our school? You're going to wear a wristband that tracks your heart rate, everything. Elementary schools in Missouri plan to use wristwatch-like devices called Polar Active Monitors to surveil children, not only at school but also at home. Parkway Elementary schools get them while they're young. In St. Louis, plan to collect data about activity levels and even sleep patterns for a week at a time. It will have the students wear the devices round the clock, according to St. Louis Today. A pilot program began in April. Yeah, Department of Defense runs it in San Antonio. They got similar stuff. And AI computer cameras in the classrooms and in the schoolrooms that watch what you eat and what you say. And I'm getting footage sent in everywhere of like telescreens going up in town squares, Walmarts, malls. And it's on the news and you walk in and there's big screens like in every dystopic movie, Running Man, Equilibrium. I mean, every movie where it's a nightmare future, there's big TV screens saying, don't trust your neighbors on them. And now you walk in and they got jumbo screens saying, don't watch your neighbors. And they've got the troops, the ones that are evil or dumb enough, all ready to wage war against us. And foreign governments training them. German, Dutch, Israeli. I mean, I've been to the urban drills. I've shown you. I mean, it's in the news. And I tell you, this country is just so in such trouble. And you watch a lot of the public's going to line up behind these authoritarians when they stage this and salute the troops coming down the street. And they'll salute. I've heard them call for it. If I get arrested and taken away, they'll be like, good, arrest that traitor. I mean, I've heard them saying, good, get rid of the posse comitatus. Put troops on the streets. And I've heard them now. The good old boys are like, you know what? Go ahead. Because I heard the right-wingers are working with the Hajis. I'm like, but I thought you're right-wing. They're like, shut up. We're going to get you. We know you work with Al-Qaeda. And I'm like, no, I don't work with Al-Qaeda. The government does. We're going to arrest you, buddy. We're patriots, and you're not. And I mean, they're ready to turn this country over to pure evil. They want to do it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.